Good morning. I'm Wayne Lamb with Sedalia Steel Supply, and I'm excited to sponsor the next 10 minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God. I pray that God will richly bless you.
The Spirit clearly says that in the latter days, some will abandon their faith in God and follow other ways. But I have set my course, and I will make it through. I choose to walk this narrow way, the road that leads to you. I'll go the distance. I'll go the distance. Will not compromise, pressing on to win the prize in Christ Jesus. I'll go the distance.
We were talking yesterday about what it was like to try to follow God, and yet there's so little left. We talked about the widow with just a little oil in her little pot that she was going to pour out. You know, I've just got enough for one more day, but I'm going to pour it out anyway. I had little to lose and so much that I can possibly gain. You ever get like that? So help me, Lord. Help me pour out that which I have in service to you, because I trust you'll provide again. Are you willing? Are you just, what if? You know, the great what if. Here she was. She was still shut in, and she began to pour. Why? Because if others saw her pouring out her little bit into empty vessels, what would they have to say? Well, thank goodness she was closed in, because most of us, if we start pouring out, we get the same kind of a thing. What do people say? Well, you're an idiot. You're wasting what little you have left. That's all the church wanted from you. They just want to get everything they could from you. Oh, my gosh, that's really nonsense. Why are you giving away everything? Why are you taking such a huge chance of losing it all? There's no reason to keep pouring. There's such a little left, and you need all of it. You can't keep it up or you'll die. Do you really believe that you're going to make a difference by continually pouring yourself out? Do you really think that God is with you and will change anything in your life if you commit everything to doing what some preacher says? You don't really believe in miracles, do you? Only the weak-minded and people without hope would ever depend on something as ludicrous as that. Well, in this story, all I can say is thank you, Lord. She didn't have to hear all that because she was shut in with God. But there have been times when I've heard it, and so have you. We finally learn that we have to get away from the voices of this world, because they're rarely in agreement with the voice of God. In verse 6, it says that it came to pass when the vessels were full that she said unto her son, bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, there's not a vessel more. And the oil stayed. Then she came and told the man of God, and he said, go, sell the oil, pay the debt, and live thou and thy children of the rest. Her sons had gathered pots and plenty of them, but was there really enough? When the oil began to flow, she poured it out into others. It just kept flowing. I remember one commentary said that Jesus turned water into wine, but in this instance, God turned air into oil. However it happened, God performed a miracle in keeping the oil flowing. That little bit filled pot after pot after pot until there were no more empty pots around. And then there was nowhere else. No other pot to fill, the oil ceased to flow. So let me ask you this question today. How many pots would you have gathered? How much oil could you use? How long would the oil be allowed to be poured out through you into others? If you had an oil well sprang up in your yard, how many vessels could you find to hold it? For the widow, this oil meant her life. It meant that this widow could not only pay her debts, but she could now live a good life with the needs she met. She could sell the oil and provide for her family for the rest of her days. Oil, even olive oil, was a valuable commodity in those days in Israel, and it could sell for a lot of money. Natural oil is a valuable commodity to us, too. We wouldn't mind having an oil well or two or three in your backyard. I'd want to have a huge storage tank, or maybe a railroad spur with tank cars lined up to infinity to hold every drop that came out of the ground. But wait, even more importantly, I want the oil of the Holy Ghost moving in my soul. That oil is more valuable than anything this world has to offer. It's life to me, and my friend, it's life to you. We have to keep that oil flowing. We have to allow ourselves to be continually filled so that we may continually pour out into the lives of the empty vessels around us. Don't you know that this is a well that will never run dry? The value that it brings to us never diminishes, but keeps growing greater every day. We have to let the oil flow. We have to allow the well of oil, the gladness, to keep springing up from within. So let me ask you this morning, do you have that oil of the Spirit? Do you want to be so full of that oil that you just keep flowing over into others? Do you need refilling? Are you one of those empty pots? Or is your vessel nearly empty? The Spirit of God is here to fill you again and again and again. He's here to fill you to overflowing. He's here to give you that unction of the Holy Ghost. So my question becomes to you this day is, as we go on to this, come. Why not be filled? Why not allow God to do what he's intending to do? Why wrap yourself up in a robe of confinement to religious relationship to God and instead reach inside and let he who dwells within you come forth? The world wants you to look at everything on the outside and say, oh, worries me. God wants you to look at what he has provided inside and say, I'm a conqueror. I can do all things. God wants to have you reach inside and find a possession there that you can say, all right, this is it. I'm not going to be tied down by other people. I'm not going to be tied down by what doctrine or dogma says that I'm incapable of. I'm going to see, I'm going to read, I'm going to study, I'm going to be living gospel, living word, and I'm going to stand in the truth of what this word says. You know, we get so wrapped up in religion sometimes, we complicate the simplicity of the gospel. That simple gospel, that thing that says that God so loved the world that he gave his son Jesus for you and me. That God so loved us that he wouldn't leave us comfortless after he gave us the right for salvation. But when we seek it, he will fill us with his Holy Ghost. He will fill us with his holy breath. And if we live a life that is full of spirit, and if we live a life that is full of truth, and you know, the unique thing about truth is that you and I don't have to really promote it, just live it. You see, truth does not need to be shouted. Truth can be quiet. It's the lies that have to be shouted because quietly truth will prevail. Truth is light. Lies are darkness. My friend, light will always prevail over dark. So again, I ask you, do you have the oil of the Spirit this morning? If not, I invite you to spend a little time, whether you're on your way to work or if you've got a little time yet, spend a little time with the Father Creator and say, hey, here I am. Fill me to overflowing. We'll see you tomorrow.
The Word of God has been brought to you by Sedalia Steel Supply, 1900 Ristler Road. Have a good day in the Lord.
It is good to give thanks to the Lord and sing praises to his name. Oh, to declare his loving kindness in the morning and his faithfulness every night. The Lord hears my prayers and answers them, and I will call upon him as long as I live. This is Gail Lamb with Go the Distance. Have a blessed day.